Imagine standing at the edge of a cliff, knowing your greatest work lies on the other side of the jump. This is the daily reality for innovators like Randy Komisar, who abandoned his legal career to become a virtual CEO without any roadmap, or Marie Forleo, who risked everything by pricing her mastermind program 15 times higher than anything she'd offered before. What separates those who leap from those who retreat? Jonathan Fields reveals that breakthrough creativity doesn't come from eliminating uncertainty, it comes from dancing with it. In a world increasingly obsessed with certainty and predictability, our most meaningful work emerges precisely when we venture into the unknown. The question isn't whether you'll face uncertainty in your creative journey, but how you'll respond when it arrives. Our brains instinctively avoid uncertainty. The Ellsberg paradox shows this clearly. Given a choice between an urn with known 50-50 odds and one with unknown odds, most people choose the known option despite no mathematical advantage. MRI studies reveal uncertainty triggers our amygdala's fight-or-flight response. This aversion grows stronger when judgment is involved. Harvard research shows commissioned artwork, created expecting evaluation, rates less creative than non-commissioned work of equal quality. Fear of judgment reduces risk-taking, creating a cycle that inhibits innovation. Yet successful creators aren't fearless. They've reframed their relationship with fear. Choreographer Twyla Tharp views pre-performance anxiety as energizing electricity, while author Sebastian Junger uses fear of failure to fuel creativity. They've transformed fear from barrier to catalyst. Humans have long used ritual to manage uncertainty. For creators, these rituals provide essential stability. A certainty anchor, any reliable practice amid chaos, becomes crucial. Many creative professionals maintain strict routines, from novelist C.J. Lyon's fixed daily schedule to Tharp's morning workouts. As Stephen Pressfield notes, living with professional uncertainty often leads creators to be extremely conservative in all other areas. Creation happens in two phases: insight, the emergence of ideas, and refinement, expansion, production, rep. Creators often experience sudden flashes of inspiration, like Elizabeth Gilbert's account of Ruth Stone describing poems coming at her from over the landscape, like a thunderous train of air. The rep phase develops and refines these initial ideas. Rituals prove most valuable when facing creative resistance. They help maintain momentum and override distractions. Simple anchors like a morning writing routine, dedicated workspace, or consistent beverage can signal your brain it's time to create. Creation anxiety often stems from uncertainty about audience reception. Modern technology allows creators to gather real-time feedback throughout the process. Darren Rose built successful online properties from Melbourne cafes using immediate user input, but struggled when writing a book without this feedback. I hated it. I wasn't getting feedback along the way, and I needed that affirmation. Eric Ries adapted Toyota's manufacturing principles into lean startup methodology, advocating for minimum viable products, MVPs, to gather early feedback. While co-creation provides valuable insight, maintain your vision. As Henry Ford said, "If I had asked people what they wanted, they would have said faster horses." At Techstars Boulder Bunker, 10 entrepreneur teams undergo a 3-month immersion, often radically transforming their products. Their high success rate stems from one key factor: the creative hive. The right creative community promotes transparency, risk-taking, and comfort with uncertainty. When everyone shares weekly updates openly, judging others becomes risky. You'll need their support when you stumble. This creates psychological safety for innovation. Solo creators can cultivate their own supportive networks. My Manhattan Writers Group met monthly to share feedback, ultimately contributing to a number one New York Times bestseller. Even isolated creators can find community through internet connections. Mentors and champions provide crucial support. While mentors guide through uncertainty, champions, unlike temporary fans, stay committed through ups and downs. Eric Prowlick's wife championed his documentary filmmaking, making his individual quest their shared mission and enabling creative risks he couldn't have taken alone. Randy Komisar, lawyer, CEO, author, and venture capitalist, credits meditation as his foundation for facing uncertainty, providing the keel that keeps him centered. What was once considered mystical now has scientific backing. Sarah Lazar's NIH research showed measurable brain changes in meditators, with benefits appearing after just 5 days and significant structural changes in the amygdala after 8 weeks of practice. Process simulation trumps outcome visualization for creators. Research shows that visualizing project steps, rather than just the end result, leads to earlier starts, timely completion, and perceiving tasks as easier. Students who visualize study processes scored 8 points higher on exams than those who only visualized getting an A. Stanford professor Carol Dweck identifies two fundamental mindsets: fixed, believing success comes from unchangeable innate talent, and growth, seeing work as the core driver of success and viewing feedback as a guide for improvement. Novelist Haruki Murakami combines morning writing with afternoon running and swimming, a practice essential for his creative work. This connection between movement and creativity is scientifically validated. Exercise transforms brain chemistry and neuroplasticity. Studies show it can reduce anxiety symptoms by over 50% and increases prefrontal cortex size, improving its interaction with the amygdala, crucial for managing fear during creative work. Movement doesn't just reduce anxiety, it amplifies creativity. Research by Professor Stephen Ramaki demonstrates that vigorous aerobic activity directly enhances creative thinking, with benefits lasting hours after exercise. The key is moving beyond repetitive, efficiency-focused exercise to rediscover joyful movement. Seek activities that engage both mind and body, require attention, and involve community, like martial arts, dancing, rock climbing, or team sports. Many creators describe their work as the thing you can't not do, a calling rather than just a job. This deeper purpose creates momentum that transforms how you experience uncertainty, fortifying you against doubt and resistance. One of creators' greatest fears is failure, which often spirals into catastrophic thinking. I'll lose everything and live on the street. This catastrophizing breeds belief and leads to paralysis. To break free, reframe going to zero with three questions. First, create a realistic failure scenario and plot your recovery path. As J.K. Rowling noted, I was set free because my greatest fear had been realized and I was still alive. Second, consider the cost of inaction, often worse than failure. There is no neutral in life, only growth or decline. Finally, create a vivid sensory picture of success. We're wired to crave certainty and avoid the unknown. Yet uncertainty, risk, and exposure are essential to creating anything brilliant. When you run from uncertainty, you run from life itself, from growth, wisdom, and meaningful work. The greatest creators don't eliminate fear, they transform it into signposts of progress. Your creative journey begins not when uncertainty ends, but when you take that first uncertain step. What will you create today?